This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Today is a wonderful preacher's choice. We have a bounty of images to choose from. We could read out of Acts of the Apostles, and we could talk about the conversion of Paul, which was seminal to the entire Christian faith. We could even talk more about his less noticed disciple, Ananias, who is perhaps the most courageous disciple of all in what he was invited to do. Or we could turn back to Revelation and pick up where Amy left off last week and continue digging into this book, which seems rather timely and poignant right about now. Or we can turn our attention to the gospel, with the gospel lesson, which is so familiar to us, this beautiful story of Peter and Peter realizing it's Jesus and coming to the bank, and this beautiful picture of a fire and fish and friends in conversation. Well, you know what we're going to talk about. It's Peter's, this story starts with Peter saying, "I'm going fishing." And it's not, I don't think at all, like I say, I'm going fishing, or like you might say, I'm going fishing. I don't think it was Peter saying, I'm tired, I need a rest, I need to go breathe, I need to sort some things out, I'm going to go spend some time alone on a beautiful stream somewhere or in my boat. I don't think that's it. I think Peter is carrying the weight of denying Jesus three times. I think he is carrying the weight of the idea that Jesus was in fact crucified, and he has not yet come to grips with Jesus might be alive. And so I think when Peter says, I'm going fishing, he's saying, I'm out. I'm going back to the family business. He was a professional fisherman. He's just going to pick up where he left off. And about half of the disciples, it looks like, said, we'll go with you. And so off they go. They're fishing. They have a long, hard night of catching nothing. And then unsolicited advice from a stranger after a long night of fishing comes. Have you caught anything? No, I haven't. Well, try on the other side. That's always really well received, I'm going to say. Sure, we'll cast on the other side. So they cast the net out and they catch this bounty so much they can't haul him into the boat. 153, it says. That's how you know this was written down by a fisherman, because somebody counted. 153 fish. Peter sees it. John sees it. John says, that's the Lord. Remember, John's the one that won the foot race to the tomb, saw the empty tomb, and believed, is what it said. Peter ran to the tomb, saw, doesn't say what Peter believed. I think we know. He's still stuck. John says, it's the Lord. And now Peter comes around and sees it's the Lord. And this is the strangest sentence in Holy Scripture. I don't understand that. Put on some clothes because he was naked. I have never fished naked. I don't know. There is a bumper sticker that says fish naked. I've seen that. But I don't know what that is. But he puts on clothes. He leaps into the sea. That's weird too. He puts on... That just shows how off he is, right? He puts on his clothes, he leaps into the sea, he goes to the shore. And now it's this awkward moment, right, where they're with the risen Christ. Jesus has built a fire, there's fish. No one knows what to say. It says they didn't know what to say. Is it him? Is it not him? And so Jesus breaks that awkward silence by saying, go get some of your fish. So they get some of the 153 fish and they cook them on the fire. And this conversation starts. And Jesus drills right into where Peter is stuck. Peter, the last thing he said about Jesus was, I do not know him. He said it three times. Maybe it's the last time he and Jesus made eye contact was right when he said it the last time. And so Jesus goes straight there. And he addresses Peter. and it is none of the things you would expect him to say. There was no, how could you? There was no, I'm so disappointed. There was no, you have hurt my feelings. There was no, where were you when I needed you? He just says, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? It hurt his heart that he asked a third time, but he said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. I once heard Desmond Tutu preach a sermon on this text, and he said it the most beautiful way. He said, Peter denied Jesus three times, and Jesus gave him three times to take it back. Isn't that beautiful? Take it back. Now that would be the end of a really good sermon, right there. To say that this is the way Jesus works in the world. Jesus is not interested in you feeling horrible and guilty. Jesus is not going to throw guilt and shame at you. Jesus, every single time you fail, every single time you deny Jesus, Jesus is going to keep coming back and just ask you again, do you love me? It's an invitation for you to say, yes, Lord, I love you. And then Jesus will give you a job and ask you to do it again. Let's just do it again. This is the ebb and flow of the life of faith. It is where we all live. Sometimes we're brave and courageous and we follow Jesus really well. And sometimes we deny we even know who he is. So a good sermon would say, just touch base with the last time you did that. It might have been this morning. And listen to Jesus ask you, do you love me? And you can say, yes, I love you again. And he will give you something to do. But that's actually not where this story ends. The passage that we heard has this other weird thing in it. After Peter reaffirms his love for Jesus, and after Jesus has told him to feed his sheep, Jesus then says to Peter, when you were young, you came and went as you pleased. But when you are old, someone is going to put a belt around you and take you places you do not want to go. Now, for those of us my age and older, we hear that this way. Oh, we know what this means. We remember when we came and went as we pleased, and now we know that things are moving slowly and that people are starting to tell us what we ought to do with ourselves. Just recently, I think I was told by my own son, that thing you have on needs to leave the house and never on your back. That's what I think. Oh, here we go. It's starting. I don't get to pick what I wear anymore. People are going to now say where I go, and we know it gets a lot more serious the older we get. Yes? That's how we pick this up. But again, I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about. Because there's this phrase. It said he said this to predict what kind of death Peter will die. So I think that sentence is actually a user's warning for the love of Christ. If you love me, feed my sheep. Yes, Lord. Now, if you're going to do that, this is what's going to happen to you. If you decide to receive the love of Jesus in your life, and if you decide to say, I love you, Jesus, you're going to step out into a world, and we know what that world does to that. And it is no different than the world that Peter stepped out in. We know that Peter became the most courageous proclaimer of the love of Jesus. He stood up over and over and proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus, that God loves the world this much. And he said it so many times that it finally got him nailed to a cross as well. That's what tradition tells us, even upside down. So be careful, is my end of this sermon, before you say yes to the question, "Do you love me?" from Jesus. This is a user's warning. Loving Jesus comes with a cost. It is dangerous. But then you're in love with Jesus. And so we step into a dangerous world because Jesus loves us. And because we're in love with Jesus. And we get it right and we get it wrong. And Jesus keeps asking, "Do you love me?" And we keep saying yes. And then Jesus says, "Hold on. This could be a rough ride. But follow me." In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.